In today's episode, we're going to break down how to make your podcast content bingeable with a demand-based content strategy. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full-time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast-track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. My name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gaucher.
And in this episode, you will discover how to create podcast episodes your audience can't stop listening to, how to then package that content in a way that's irresistible without the guesswork, even if you're bad with episode titles, and finally, why you need to ditch the normal content strategy that most podcasts follow and instantly switch to a new demand-based content strategy that guarantees consistent growth month after month.
So this is part three of our six-part series breaking down our four-step growth and retention system. So in part one, we covered just the overview of what all the steps are, why each is important, how they all fit together. So start there if you missed that one. Then last episode, we covered what a USP is, what a USP isn't, which is actually a big misconception.
Your unique selling point.
Your unique selling point. And a simple equation you can actually use to make your podcast a lot more shareable.
A must-have equation.
Yeah, it's not simple. I'm down. it's effective. But now that we've laid the groundwork, we now need to make sure that we're attracting people and retaining people with the content itself. Something that most people glaze over when they're creating a podcast. And I don't blame you. I don't blame them because we are... The podcast is not our only thing. We're running businesses. We're doing this. And sometimes the only thing keeping us on the hamster wheel without falling off is just to just do what we can on the day. True. See what a client said to us. See what comes to mind.
Yeah.
But this isn't the best way to operate when we're trying to really grow with content. And why is that, Anthony?
I guess like when we talk about content strategy specifically, it's probably good that we define that. When we talk about content strategy, we're really talking about how are you, what is your current process of deciding what topics you cover on your show.
Right.
That's what we talk about when we talk about content strategy, the topics you're covering on the show and what topics you're talking about. Most podcasters produce content without any strategic approach. And we're going to go through the common mistakes that we see. But when you don't have a strategic approach to attract and engage your target listeners, it's kind of like just fishing without the right bait and then getting annoyed and pissed off when you can't reach and catch the fish that you're trying to reach.
Right, or where you catch fish, but just really inconsistently. Or when you catch the wrong fish, right?
Which, again, all quite annoying. And that's what happens when you don't have a proper content strategy process on deciding what topics to pick on your podcast. Now, the common mistakes that we hear a lot, and people aren't aware of this because, again, it's a totally new way of approaching content strategy. No one's really talking about this.
Yeah.
So most people, you right now might think, now my content's good. I'm an expert in my field. I know what to talk about. My content's engaging. I'm not arguing that. I'm not disputing that. But what I will say is, if you're struggling to retain listeners long-term and grow month after month, you probably have a content issue problem because, again, you're not retaining listeners long-term. So when it comes to content strategy, what are the common mistakes people do with good intention that actually ends up being a mistake?
Right, yeah. So the first mistake people make with the way they come up with their content is just relying on personal opinions for episode topic ideas. That might just be what just comes to their mind. Maybe it's something they heard a client say recently. And what's actually the issue with this, Anthony?
Well, you're just guessing. The topic ideas often doesn't always align with what your listeners are actively looking for. What do you want right now? You don't know. You literally just have an idea. Oh, let's go for that.
But playing devil's advocate here, a lot of people say, we hear this a lot, you know, well, I ask my clients for ideas or I make episodes based on what my clients just said or what my clients are struggling with. So surely this works, right? Because my clients are my ideal listeners and I know what they're going through. So that works, right?
Well, that's a second mistake, right? Because what tends to happen, this is going to sound super weird, but when you're way too focused on your current audience, right, it creates an echo chamber. You essentially eliminate new listeners because you're optimizing your show for the current listeners you have. But you can't break out of that reach. If you're trying to reach new listeners, you have to think about what's a broader market? What are they searching for? Yeah, your clients are going through that. And yeah, there's going to be other people who have the same problems. But what's a broader market of who you're trying to reach. What are they actively searching for? Not just your clients.
So you're basically saying that although this can work, there's obviously an overlap between client ideas and what appeals to the mass market.
Correct.
You're saying that if people just rely on this, they can get a bit too close to the forest to see the trees.
Correct.
Kind of thing.
Yes.
Too much in the depths of just it comes back to individual opinions.
Correct.
Right? Whereas you might have one client that's a bit further ahead than most people looking for the show. Mm-hmm. And so it creates a disconnect. That's what you're saying, right?
Correct.
Cool.
There's such a thing as solving two niche of a problems if you're trying to grow and expand your audience.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then the final mistake is really like overly guest-centric shows where the guest stories and the expertise is the main focus. And again, I get why having guests on is great. I think it's awesome. And we have guests on with a unique twist on our Monday episodes. Check that out.
Yeah.
And it's great for networking, providing different perspective. And of course, there's opportunity to potentially grow the podcast, tapping into their audience and all that good stuff. However, what's the issue here, Tyg?
Well, the issue is the biggest plain and simple thing is you just don't have control, right? You're just relying on the guest, right? So people don't know what they're going to talk about. They just rock up to an interview with a guest. And that's great just from the perspective of having a fun chat, not great from the perspective of growing with content and being sure that you're giving listeners what they want and new listeners what they're looking for, right? You lose all control. It's very dependent on the guest, their story. And the other thing is that if that guest promotes, then that's great, but new listeners come and go just for the guest, right? Especially if it's focused on the guest story and not really like a certain problem that's trying to be solved or a question that's trying to be answered throughout the episode.
Absolutely. Again, all this to say that most podcasters, and this might be you to be completely honest, if you listen to this, it might be you.
It's
right?
A very common thing.
It's a very common
thing. I'd say they're relying on clients. To be honest, they're all as common as each other, these mistakes. So take a moment, reflect right now, which one are you making or which ones are you making? And just the first step, right, is just to just be aware that that might be a flawed way of operating. And if you're not getting month-to-month growth, then what we're about to tell you is going to be very, very relevant.
To round things off, it's essentially guesswork when it comes to building out a content strategy. You don't really have one. It doesn't really exist. You have no way to validate if the topics you are covering on your podcast are what the mass listeners you want to reach are actively looking for and searching for. Without a proven content strategy, you cannot attract the listeners you want to reach because you don't know what they want. You can't engage them consistently because you're consistently covering topics that aren't necessarily top of mind for them right away.
Mm-hmm.
You can't retain them, and you definitely will not be able to convert these new listeners into diehard fans and into paying clients if you can't get them to binge your content.
Yeah.
It's impossible to grow month after month without a proven content strategy.
So again, if you're not growing month after month and any of this sounds familiar to you, this is going to be a great episode for you. What we're about to say is going to be very, very relevant, which is, Anthony, how we actually do this, right? So what is a demand-based content strategy? How do we use it to grow?
Yeah, so a demand-based content strategy is more of a data-driven approach. I sound like a crazy scientist. I realized, like, I sound like a crazy scientist.
We're mad podcast growth scientists.
But it really is more of a data-driven approach where we look and identify, we pinpoint what topics are currently top of mind to our audience that we want to reach. That's capturing their attention. And then we package it in a way to attract those listeners coming in. That's the difference between a demand-based content strategy where literally validating our ideas and packaging the episode titles in a way that we know is proven to attract, engage, and retain the listeners we want to reach. So how do we practically do this? Well, number one, when you're deciding the topics, simply ask yourself, my audience, my target audience, who I want to reach, what are all the pain points they're going through? Where are they right now? Let's say they're fat and overweight and have low self-esteem. Where they want to be, the desired outcome is fit, strong, going to the gym in shape. Pinpoint all of the different steps they have to take, the pain points that they go through, that they have to go through and overcome, the problems they have to solve in order to get to their desired outcome. Those will be the topic ideas you want to focus on. And we focus on pain because when we solve people's problems, immediate problems, they're going to react. They want to just solve it straight away. They're going to come back week after week because, again, each episode is helping them solve a specific problem, helping them reach and attain a desired outcome that they have a burning desire for. Now, we don't stop here. It's just as important to understand how do we package what we talk about, meaning the episode titles, as much as it is what we talk about. If you have a podcast that's helping people lose weight, but the title is How to Lose Weight 101, boring, who cares? It's not attractive, it's not intriguing. So what we then do is we look at Google or YouTube and type in those pain points, how to lose weight, and then look on YouTube or Google at the titles people are using, right? Because these are proven to work. Ooh. YouTubers have been playing this game of attention for the longest time because it's so competitive.
Right, and Blogger's even longer.
So they've figured out the best titles, the best way to package their content to be attractive. Three things that could be stopping you from losing weight that no one's telling you about. That is an episode title that's far more attractive. So again, number one, figure out the pain points that your listeners are going through and the problems they need to solve. And then number two, look at Google and YouTube, typing in how to lose weight or struggling at a gym or increasing self-esteem, and look at the titles people are already using because they're proven to work, and then tweak it to be more specific to the listeners you want to reach.
Yeah, damn right. And that is the golden formula. We've seen massive growth for consistently for all of our clients that do this. It's a really big breakthrough when we initially came across it. And it really just comes down to just standing on the shoulders of giants, right? We can either try and guess and really have to put a lot of creative effort into coming up with the best titles and always feel like it's a bit of guesswork, or we can just see what's working on platforms that are way more developed and established than podcasting, again, Google and YouTube, and really just see how are these topics best packaged. If it's on page one of Google, it's because a hell of a lot of people are clicking on the title. Same with
or they're paying for ads, so you have to go down below to organic ranking.
Good caveat, yeah.
And then, of course, when it comes to YouTube, think about it. They're playing a different game to us. They're so much more advanced. So they've already done the testing for you. Again, right, yeah. Standing on the shoulders of giants. They know it's competitive. They've done the testing. Tons and tons and tons. So let's just do that and really figure that stuff out. And two bonuses I want to give you that are going to be huge. The Ooh. First one is really think about your industry and understand how to...
Whoa, that's huge. That is... This is groundbreaking information. Oh my God, you are too kind. You are giving it all away.
Stop it,
think
man.
About your industry, people.
But no, what I mean by that, so look at your industry and ask yourself, are there any big news, any breakthroughs, any timely content that's happening? Really, is going to be newsjacking. So if something comes out in the news, a new weight loss pill, which don't exist, but let's say a new weight loss pill comes out, talk about that straight away on the show. Because guess what? If it's breaking news or if it's something that's trending right now, it means there's going to be tons of search demand for the topic that you're looking for. And what that means is you can simply talk about that on your show, position yourself as an authority, and capture the demand that's already there rather than you trying to generate it. Again, a data-driven approach, because some people are going to search that in. So it's going to be super, super important. Look at timely and relevant content that's going on right now within your industry. Cover that on the podcast when it's necessary. The final piece, I think, is going to be really important. We can say all this, but at the end of the day, marketing is all about testing. Testing, testing. Again, mad scientists. We want to test everything. So we might say all this, but implement it for yourself. And then after a while, you need, and I say need, you can do whatever the hell you want. I would encourage you to iterate and experiment based on your analytics. So, Tig, what are some examples of iterating the content strategy and experimenting based on analytics, the feedback we get from our listeners?
Oh, well, we've made episodes about this before, right? This is something that is very, yeah, very important to do. And some simple ways you can do it is, one, just you've obviously made these episodes about different pain points that your listener are going through. After you've done this for a couple of months, there should be at least a couple of episodes about each pain point. Just see which pain points are the most popular and just go double down on that, right? Eliminate the ones that are consistently not as downloaded or that where their attention time is just people are just clicking off. And on the reverse, to get more of what you're already doing, really just go in and thinking about how you can keep packaging this pain point, this topic in different ways, different exciting ways. Maybe you get a guest on to talk about it. Maybe you get the same guest on if it was a really popular guest episode. Maybe you make a solo episode about it. Maybe you do a bite-sized recap, give your takeaways.
Maybe you give like three mistakes people make when trying to achieve this goal. Maybe, yeah. You know, again, think about unique ways of, again, packaging the same content in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do all those things, then you are going to be growing with content because you're making content aligned with what the mass market of your niche is looking for right now. And you'd be doing a brilliant job.
So let's recap. Number one, content strategy, most people don't have one, and you need a strategic approach understanding what topics a data-driven approach of deciding what topics you cover on your show. You can't guess, it needs to be data-driven. Number two, if you want to grow, attract, and retain listeners long-term, you need them binging your content, which means you need to know what they're actively searching for, what's grabbing their attention.
Mm-hmm. And not just the individual, but the mass market, because sometimes if you just rely on individuals, then you can actually end up a little bit skewed in direction.
Number three, there's a difference between deciding what topics we talk about on the show and how we package the topics we talk about on the show.
Yeah.
Use Google, use YouTube, as they have proven and they've tested different ways to capture that attention that's already on their platform. So use some of the title ideas you see on Google and YouTube. And then number four, just iterate and experiment and just test out for yourself, because we can say all this stuff of what's working for our clients, what's definitely absolutely currently working for us, but you will only know this when you experience it yourself.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for you to experience it yourself, because oftentimes is a missing link. Not social media, not guests, not profile guests on, oftentimes is this foundational pieces we need to have in place.
Yeah, and this is just the last step to really compound the efforts of what you're doing, right? Because if you're analyzing the data, you're iterating and you're changing as you go, then it's actually a case of the longer you do the content strategy, the better you get at it. So that part is really important to round off with. And that's it. We'll see you in part four of the six-part series.